Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From Refinery29, this is Strong Opinions, Loosely Held. I'm Elisa Kreisinger, and on today's show, Childish Games.
I'm sleeping over, Dad!
All right!
Yeah! A little mermaid sheet!
All right!
Yep, and I'm sleeping over.
Good for you.
Why are some memories not worth reliving, even if they're positive ones? I kept thinking about this as I read Vanessa Golombeski's article about her experience getting her favorite childhood game, Dream Phone, released from the Milton Bradley archives. I'll let her tell the story.
In the early 90s, Milton Bradley released Dream Phone, a board game targeted at young girls. It was the sleepover activity for me and my friends, since it combined two of our favorite things, boys and talking on the phone. If you need a refresher, here's how you play. There are 24 boyfriend candidates, and one of them has a crush on you. Actually, he has a crush on everyone who's playing. You pull a card with the boy's face and phone number on it, then call him on the big pink cordless phone, and he gives you a clue about who your secret admirer is. All of these dreamboats have generic names like Bob, Mike, and Phil. The clues they give are in negatives, like,
I know where he hangs out. He's not at the beach. He'll eat almost anything except pizza. He looks cool in whatever he wears. He's not wearing a jacket.
I know where he hangs out. He's not at the movies. You look around the board to see which boys are hanging out at the movie theater, then cross their names off your list of potential secret admirers. When you're ready to guess who your crush is, you find his face card and call him. If you're right, a resounding male voice will say from the phone,
you're right. I really like you.
Since this year marks 25 years since Dream Phone entered our lives, I decided it was the perfect time to revisit the game as a grown woman. I mean, as an entertainment writer, it's my duty to investigate nostalgia and provide thoughtful commentary on pop culture. Okay, fine. I just wanted to play it again, and so did everyone I work with. My biggest regret in this life is ditching Dream Phone when I became too cool to play it anymore. And first of all, you should know that if you're looking to track down a Dream Phone, you're going to have to pay a pretty hefty price. It currently goes for about $115 on eBay and $250 on Amazon. And since I couldn't really justify spending hundreds on story research, I tracked down a very nice woman at Milton Bradley, which is now Hasbro, who said she would check the company's archive. And sure enough, there was a lonely Dream Phone just languishing in a corner, waiting for me to get weird with it. She agreed to loan me the game for the purpose of my story. I spent a couple of weeks playing with it, petrified I would somehow set it on fire, ruining the memories of millennial women everywhere.
Who's got a crush on you?
Hello, hunks.
It's Dream Phone, the electronic game with the talking phone. To win, call guys, get clues, figure out which guy really likes you.
Once Dream Phone arrived at the Refinery29 offices, I recruited beauty editor and zero bullshit human, Maria Del Russo, to play a few rounds with me and keep me honest in my assessments. I cannot find the words to express the thrill we felt and the noises we made when we opened the box, put batteries in that huge pink phone, and heard the dial tone signaling our secret admirer adventure was ready to begin. The first round was exhilarating. We shouted, "It's like a sleepover in a conference room!" Maria Snapchatted it, documenting our first game with her iPhone. But by the middle of the second game, I admit I felt over it. It made me feel warm and fuzzy from my childhood, while simultaneously reminding me that I'm sadly no longer a kid. Here are the key thoughts Maria and I had while playing Dream Phone as adults. 1. Why do all players have the same secret admirer? Doesn't that kind of pit women against each other for the affection of the same man? Meanwhile, this guy has girls chasing him down left and right. 2. Newsflash. Not all girls want to date boys. 3. These guys aren't really that hot, with the exception of Dan and Steve, who honestly could call me today if they wanted. 4. What age are these guys anyway? I mean, Carlos looks like he could be my dad, while Bruce looks like someone's smarmy 12-year-old little brother. Ugh. 5. It's more fun if you help each other along the way. We were pretty much sharing secrets the entire time and correcting each other when we were wrong. Like, no, Phil explicitly said the secret admirer wasn't wearing a hat. Finally, we would 100% not date any of these guys today. Can you imagine dating a guy who only listed things he doesn't like or places he doesn't hang out?
He'll eat almost anything except pizza.
It's like that guy on Tinder who makes his entire profile about things he isn't looking for. It's so negative. Plus, this guy doesn't eat pizza? That's a deal breaker. We like pizza. As a kid, I never thought twice about the actual plot of Dream Phone or any subtext it may have been teaching me. My parents never expressed concern either. But replaying the game as an adult, I can see that it's not exactly perfect and probably wouldn't fly with many of today's parents. No wonder it's been discontinued. Playing it again, it didn't erase the amazing memories I have from the 90s, but it was kind of jarring. Maria and I were unable to separate the criticisms of our adult minds from the simpler pleasure we took from it when we were just teenage girls having fun. We kept saying things like, "It's so heteronormative," and "Why is almost everyone white?" And that was the hardest part. Playing Dream Phone in a conference room of my office building confirmed my greatest fear. We think we want 90s items to come back, but they ultimately disappoint upon their return. Despite how much fun Maria and I had calling fictional boys, we weren't 12-year-olds in our pajamas at a sleepover on a Friday night. We were grown-ups at a table, wearing adult-sized clothing. It was 3 p.m. on a weekday. Nothing was the same. Our Dream Phone wishes satisfied, we packed up the board, the notepad of clues, and its tiny face cards of teenage boys. And now I get why it lived in the archives. Why we shouldn't have disturbed its memory in the first place.
Got your pad of cards?
Hey!
It's Mall Madness.
Sounds so skip it. You run, to jump, to hop.
Soccer bopper, soccer bopper.
You can sock all day and bop all night.
Most people will tell you that the golden age of television is The Sopranos, Mad Men, and Breaking Bad. But for so many millennial women, it was the 90s, where teenage women reigned. We gravitated to the women who addressed us directly, who broke down the fourth wall, and who showed us what it was like to be confident, smart, and independent women.
Lisa, you're never going to get a husband by being sarcastic.
Right? No husband.
So it's kind of obvious why we want to go back to the 90s. We want to see our potential. We want to find ourselves now, just like we did then.
I think that we revisit things from the 90s or whatever you're feeling nostalgic about because you miss it. You miss that time or that feeling. You know, like when a song comes on and you're like, ooh, this takes me back, like middle school dance. You want to be back because it's almost like, what would I have done differently or what would I have reminded myself? Like you just like want it back, but it's never the way it used to be. So it's like it sucks growing up, but it's probably best to just try and remember those times than to revisit them. I think that sometimes our memories are better kept like where they were. You can find like a feminist agenda or a sexist agenda if you really search for it. But what I think is that you just shouldn't search for it at all. You know, just let it be. This is what it was kind of thing. It's a game that I played at sleepovers, and it's just permanently ingrained in my memory.
And why only at sleepovers did you play it? I'm asking because, yeah. Like, I went to my friend Lauren DeGeorge's house, and she had the game. I didn't have the game.
I like that you talk about her right now as Lauren DeGeorge's, because that's probably what you said to your mom. Like, I'm going to Lauren DeGeorge's house. Like, right. You couldn't just say friend Lauren.
Right. And I had to call her when I got there.
Yeah, exactly. My introduction to Dream Phone was from girlfriends that I had I don't think of that time as a time filled with anxiety or peer pressure or whatever, you know? It was very natural and carefree thing to do. Do you remember the importance of having your own phone line as a kid?
I never got one.
Well, DJ Tanner had her own phone line, and I believe her phone was one of those, like, see-through ones.
Oh, my God. Where you could see all the gears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted. So that was another reason that Dream Phone was appealing, because it was like, oh, my God, my own phone.
Independence.
Cordless, baby. Cordless.
Yes, the cordless was a big factor. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like, I remember I got my own phone, but it wasn't my own line. Like, I got a phone in my room.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, it was. It was a compromise, is what my parents said.
Right. Well, not really.
No, the illusion of a compromise.
Just a way for them to eavesdrop on you, I guess.
Lauren DeGeorge, however, did have her own phone line.
She had everything.
And a cordless phone.
That's amazing.
But every time she was on AOL, i.e. the internet,
mm-hmm.
her phone would be a busy signal.
Like, oh, so she had internet through her phone line.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, which is really a choice you have to make. Like, yeah. Am I going to talk to the world or am I going to talk to one person?
Right.
You've got mail.
Even though the game is perhaps flawed for modern times, I do want to remember that feeling of not having to care so much about everything all the time. Like, maybe it's okay to just enjoy a game that's about calling boys, that's dumb, but it's fun. And it would also be nice to think about, like, if that was my biggest concern at the time, like, am I going to see my friends and whatever, it does kind of put into perspective the kind of things that you spend so much time thinking about now.
Vanessa had strong opinions about 90s nostalgia, and now I want to hear yours. Tweet me at PopCultPirate with your opinions, and please make sure to use the hashtag SOLH. That stands for Strong Opinions Loosely Held. Please subscribe to Strong Opinions Loosely Held on iTunes and rate us while you're there. You can find an interview with me about this episode, along with other episodes and stuff that we left on the cutting room floor, other additional insights and information, all at refinery29.com. Our show today was produced by me, Elisa Kreisinger, for Refinery29. It was edited by Caitlin Pierce. We recorded with Paul Ruest. And we will see you back here on Monday.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.